to fund it, they would need to a lot of the work that we need to do to go to Chinese companies. And the opportunities for that are very limited pre-planning. But post-planning, there's a much broader canvas to discuss.
So that investment that's been talked about hasn't come yet. We're talking about post-planning.
It's post-planning.
Okay. And you said you've been talking to two or three different people about post-planning.
Yes.
Give us any indication of the types of people you've been talking to and where they're from?
Well, I think I've sort of said in the speech, I think you're looking at big institution investors. You're looking at pension funds here in the UK, for example. We're talking about others that are interested in investing in the UK, or overseas investors. I mean, there are well-known names out there that have a long-term interest in the UK. And, we're talking to, sovereign wealth funds. Obviously, with the current Kuwaiti ownership, this has got a particularly high profile in the Middle East. So I've visited those countries several times, and no doubt we'll continue to do so.
One of the things you said was about your hotel strategy changing.
Yes, I think from the 2014 vision, which had maybe more urban-style hotels, what we're looking to do is have more resort-style hotels, which take up a little bit more space. So that means, for example, the 2014 version didn't have enough allowance for hotel-related car parking. So under our current plans, each hotel now has its own dedicated car parking area. Things like that. So it's just a bigger footprint for the resort hotels. There'll be, whilst we don't really have a sort of dedicated pool complex now at the moment, there will be, for example, a large indoor swimming pool connecting two or three of the hotels. That's one idea we're looking at. Not that sort of water park idea, which I think we don't have the footprint for anymore.